Om Shanti. Today is the 1st of January 2019. Happy New Year. Blessing is, may you have pure and positive thoughts for others and receive everyone's cooperation by being loved by all. May you have pure and positive thoughts for others and receive everyone's cooperation by being loved by all. Everyone has love in their hearts for the souls who have pure and positive thoughts for others. It is such love that makes them cooperative. Where there is love, people are always ready to surrender their time, wealth, and cooperation. So your having pure and positive thoughts for others will make others loving to you. And love will enable all types of cooperation to be surrendered to you. Therefore, remain constantly filled with pure and positive thoughts for the self and for others, and make everyone loving and cooperative. So this is really one of those cases of karma. I think Baba's putting it in a really nice way, where he's saying that whatever you sow, so you reap. And no one can refute this piece of fact. In fact, yesterday or day before, there was a little picture I received, and one dog is telling the other dog, it was an animation, a cartoon, and one dog is telling the other dog, there's so much chaos in the world and so much peacelessness, And I wonder what 2019 will bring. So the other dog says, well, I think it will bring flowers. And the other dog said, how do you know that it will bring flowers? He said, well, because I'm planting them now. Planting the bulbs. So this is those cases of, you know, sometimes we step back and wonder, why is it that I'm not getting the love or the cooperation? Or why is there not enough money in my bank account? Or why don't I have time to do the things I want to do? And that's because somewhere along the line, I've wasted these resources, these assets. And Baba calls them treasures in his language. These are treasures. Time right now is a treasure. It's a very big treasure. Every minute of the confluence age is passing, and it will not return. So time is going. The end is nearing. Wealth, as soon as we spend it, it's gone. And then we have to earn it again. It takes time to earn wealth, whether it's physical wealth or spiritual wealth. And then cooperation from others. It doesn't come easily. Cooperation doesn't come easily. You have to invest in people. People are an investment. Relationships are an investment. So what Baba is saying is, if we have actually invested by giving others love, and also what kind of love? It has to be pure, sincere, genuine love. Not the kind of love where I love you and, you know, I want something back. No, it has to be authentic, genuine, sincere, and from the heart. And this is what Baba's saying at the end. He's saying, remain constantly filled with pure and positive thoughts for the self and for others. So this was another realization I had, actually, that we cannot have compassion for others unless there is a pure heart. Because only in that purity of heart, in the purity of the intellect, do we feel, you know, others' pain or others' sorrow, whereby we can then have feelings of compassion for them. So we need to constantly, yes, fill ourselves with pure and positive information. And we have to actually filter this information. So there may be many things happening throughout the day, but it's for me to choose what I take in. And the thing is, as soon as I've taken it in, as soon as I have absorbed it, right, taken it in, experienced it, sometimes it touches the heart both in a positive way and a negative way. In other words, we get hurt. And as soon as I've been affected by that, influenced by that, we say touched by that, then it leaves an impression on the soul. And then we will act according to that impression. So yes, if I've had a nice feeling from somebody, then yes, I get attracted. Or if I've got a bad feeling from somebody, then I get repelled from that person. So really, it's up to us, isn't it? How much we choose to filter what it is that we are taking in. And so every day it's an effort to really clean out the chit, you know, clean out the heart, clean out the mind, and just ensure that from my side, whatever I'm taking in is pure. Actually, there's so much inside that is impure from past births that probably we're not aware. And even certain things from earlier, before we came to Baba. So all this impurity has gathered, you know, we can say the rust, as Baba said, the rust has accumulated on the soul. So at least let us make the effort now not to take in more impurity, especially when we know that it's not going to serve us. So it really does serve us if we can see others in that pure light. In fact, this would be a really good exercise to do, is the people that you live with or the people that are in your orbit, to make a list of these people and then to really write down at least 5 different virtues or qualities of this person. And even if this person is bothering you, that's okay. But look toward their positive side. Look towards their strength, which is they must be doing something nice. You know, they must be doing something good. And they must be, you know, Baba's child for some reason. So the thing is, once I then start to focus on that positive quality, then that's how I fill myself with that positivity and that, you know, Shubh Bhavna, which is pure feelings. And then, as we know, whatever are the feelings, then so are the words and actions. And this is the thing, this is the main reason why we cannot allow ourselves to take in the negative of somebody, because it will immediately affect my feelings. And here we are making so much effort from morning to night, you know, to keep a pure heart and have good feelings, because feelings then create vibrations. So if I've taken anything of anyone that's impure, then the first person it affects is me. And as it affects me, then it'll affect my feelings, and then it'll affect my conversations, my actions, interactions. And before I know it, you know, I will have fought with someone or argued, or in other words, that ill feeling will emerge at some point. You know, as we say, whatever is the software, whatever is the app that's running in your mind, that's the app that will be activated. So yeah, this is really the key, I think, as Baba said, keep pure and positive thoughts for others. Actually, I'm reminded of another story where a teacher was holding a glass in front of the students, a glass of water. And no, it's not the usual question of, is it half full or is it half empty? But the teacher asked the question, how heavy is the glass? And of course, the children answered, you know, whatever, a few ounces or grams, whatever. And then the teacher answered, well, it's not actually about the weight of the glass, but it's for how long I hold it. And if I hold it for a few minutes, maybe it's okay, yeah? If I hold it for a few hours, it still might be okay, but I'm getting tired. But if I hold it for 24 hours, it's going to affect my life and it's going to start to feel really heavy. And heavy, not just physically, but an emotional burden. Like, do I have to do this? So isn't this the case with anything impure? Like, we might think, oh, we just saw this one's flaw or fault and it's okay. But as I said, it does register inside. And this is one of my efforts, is really to really switch that around immediately and to try and find a strength and try to hold on to that strength so the strength is absorbed. And then I'm also benefiting from that strength. So as I hold on to that strength, then, yeah, there is no feeling of burden. And if I hold on to the negative, then, yeah, today I might say, oh, only this, only this. But then with time, it'll be, you know, worse. And it really does become a karmic burden where I do start to see the faults and flaws of others, and it really does affect my relationships. So this is why then Baba goes back to love, because where there is love, then love conquers everything, doesn't it? Love is that magic potion, magic ingredient, where, you know, everything just works. And we've seen so many cases of this. I've seen so many cases of this with Daddy. We've heard stories of Brahma Baba, Mama. You know, children were normally lazy to cook or clean or work. But because they were with Mama, they were with Baba, you know, they're most willing to do anything. So they weren't eager to do the work, but they were eager to be around this loving energy. And we felt the same with Daddy Janki, that no matter, you know, what it was, you were attracted to the love. And isn't this the case? Like, if you had somebody very smart and intelligent to work with, you know, who had all the skills, they were a professional, technically savvy, had all the skills, but they had an attitude problem or their language was rough, would you prefer to work with them, or would you prefer to work with a simpleton who didn't know as much, but they were more yogi, they were more pleasant, they were more kind, they were more caring, gentle, soft-spoken? So you see, this really makes us see that it's not about the technical skills. So in Baba's work, it's never been about who knows how to do this best, but it's the one who has kept a humble intellect and, you know, humble heart, who's able to win the respect of others. The other aspect I want to take up is this thing of when we actually believe in others. When we actually believe in others and have that, you know, pure, genuine love and regard for them, then they actually do live up to it, and they actually do succeed in, you know, completing that task or becoming that thing. So this is another aspect of having pure and positive thoughts for others. It's not just simply you're a good soul, but it's also the aspect of I believe in you. And if we think about it, this is a divine family, Baba's family, and in actual fact, what we're doing is not a small thing. We are actually transforming the world. Yesterday in the Avyakt Murali, Baba said, you are world transformers. And think about it. If we're, you know, trying to change the world, we have to believe in each other. I mean, any doctors who work together on an operation, or any army that's out on the battlefield, any sports team that works together, you know, they have to believe in each other. And so we actually have to believe in each other that it's possible for us, whoever we are and whatever we are like, that we are the ones that will help to transform the world. And so if there is that firm faith that this is my long lost and now found sibling, and here we are, we're going to change the world together, then that also brings about a really nice feeling of cooperation. And cooperation is one of those things that you can't ask for, really. I mean, you can, but if you really want cooperation from the heart, it has to be earned. And of course, it's the one who do it themselves, who are embodiments themselves, who will win the cooperation. You can't sit on your high horse and tell others to do something when you are not doing it yourself. That won't work. And so, yeah, when people see that this person is genuine, is willing, is putting in the effort of 20 nails, then, of course, you know, they will also want to step in and say, let us help. So this is what I was referring to when, you know, Baba used to pick up the shovel and start shoveling the soil or go to clean the lentils. You know, they'd see Baba doing it, they'd see Mama doing it, and so they felt the pull, like, let me go and do it. So that's another important aspect that I need to actually exemplify, you know, what Baba wants of me, and as a result of that, why should the cooperation not come? Of course it can come. And I think Baba also refers to cooperation on all levels. So it's not just people will be present, but yes, the center will flourish, the center will run, the Baba's box will be filled, there will be abundance. And in terms of service, yes, people will be available and ready. So again, it comes back to when I have pure and positive thoughts, then there is abundance. And because I'm creating that abundant spirit inside of me, then yeah, this abundance is all around. It's really like love begets love. You know, when I fill myself with pure love, when I want nothing from anyone, and my one source is one Baba, then others will feel that, and they will come running, as Baba said, like the moth to the flame. So I think this is very clear what Baba's saying. Have pure and positive thoughts for others and receive everyone's cooperation by being loved by all. Om Shanti.